Seeds for Change, Super Short Guide to Facilitation. There's four sections. Section 1, Introduction. Section 2, Facilitation Tasks. Section 3, Facilitation Skills. Section 4, Meeting Tools. Section 1, Introduction. Facilitation is about taking responsibility for making meetings as easy, inclusive, and effective as possible. It's rooted in the values of shared power, equality, and the belief that everyone's needs matter and all voices should be heard. There are two main areas to keep in mind when facilitating. One is creating a space where everyone feels valued and is able to participate fully in discussions and decisions. Two is helping a group work effectively and get the tasks done. For example, sharing information, reaching decisions, airing conflict, or getting on with jobs. Facilitation is a proactive role, but not a power over role. The facilitator doesn't have more power than anyone else, and they don't make decisions for the group. They should stay neutral in discussions or make it clear when they're stepping out of the facilitator role to give their own opinion. Section 2, Facilitation Tasks. Facilitation can involve different tasks depending on the situation. They can be taken on by one or more facilitators. Here's a list of five tasks which will be relevant to most meetings. 1. Helping the group decide on a realistic agenda and timeframe for the meeting. Keeping the meeting on time and assuring a written record is made of any action points and decisions agreed at the meeting. A minute taker can be appointed to make notes. Task 2. Finding out about and accommodating any access requirements in the group that will help people to participate. For example, seating requirements, different ways of processing information, or needing regular breaks. Task 3, regulating the flow of discussion. For example, drawing out quiet people or those with the most relevant experience. Often in meetings, some people are heard more than others. This power dynamic can be a reflection of wider society. Facilitators should pay attention to who has spoken a lot and try to make sure everyone is heard. Task 4. Keeping the meeting focused on one item at a time until the issue is resolved. This can be helped by clarifying and summarising points and checking for agreement in order to make clear decisions. Task 5. Introducing facilitation tools where appropriate. For example, idea storms to help people come up with creative ideas, or small group conversations to increase participation. We'll talk more about facilitation tools in section 4. Sometimes facilitation will involve helping the group address conflict or reach agreement on a difficult decision. See our consensus decision-making guide for a suggested process. Section 3, Facilitation Skills. Our three top facilitation skills. 1, active listening. This is the conscious effort to get an accurate understanding of where someone is coming from. In active listening, you set aside your own response to what someone is saying and instead focus on really listening and helping them feel heard. Two, questioning. Asking questions can clarify issues and support people to explore their needs. Facilitators can ask clarifying questions to get a clearer understanding of what someone is saying. Or also, you could put open questions to the group to open up more exploration. Third and final top facilitation skill is summarising. Regular summaries of the discussion can help avoid repetition by reassuring people their points have been heard and by highlighting the key issues raised. The facilitator should offer the summary tentatively and give people space to correct them. For example, what I've heard people saying so far is dot dot dot. Did I miss anything out? Section 4, meeting tools. Our top 5 meeting tools. 1, agenda. This is a list of items you expect to cover in a meeting. It gives structure and focus to the meeting and lets people know what to expect. It can be made in advance or at the start of the meeting. Collect agenda items from the group and estimate the time needed for each item. Try to be realistic and prioritise if necessary. Sending the agenda in advance will give people time to think before the meeting. 2, go rounds. This is hearing from everyone in turn on a certain question or topic. It can help the group hear from people who haven't spoken much, or it can test for agreement on something. It's often used at the start of the meeting for people to introduce themselves. Clearly state the topic of the go-round and model an answer of the length you want to ensure you stick to time. 3rd meeting tool is idea storms. Idea storms. Getting out lots of ideas before evaluating them or making decisions can help people be more creative and see new solutions. An idea storm is where you give a clear question and encourage people to come up with as many ideas as possible. For example, shouting them out or writing them on post-it notes. And make sure all the ideas are recorded for later discussion. 4 is small groups or pairs. Splitting into small groups can help more people participate actively in the meeting. It gives people a chance to work out their thoughts before coming back to a whole group discussion. Explain clearly what you want the group to do, how much time they have, and what they will need to feedback afterwards. Nominating a facilitator in each small group can help them to stay on track. And finally, meeting tool 5, breaks and energizers. Breaks give people time to move around, process information, work out their thoughts, or simply have a bit of a rest. Build in regular breaks or offer a quick group game. And that's the end of the Seeds for Change super short guide to facilitation. For more facilitation ideas and tips for troubleshooting meetings, see our longer Facilitating Meetings guide.